Okay, just on the off chance, hopefully we'll get some new people, although with the shutdown right now, getting your call signs and registration might be a little slow. Do we have any new GMRS people out here that would like to enter the net and be part of the Ameron call-in on Sunday?
WSBA 499er.
Got WSGA 499?
Whiskey, Sierra, Bravo, Alpha 499.
What's your first name?
His name is Matt, Sat Red Green. For the day is Joshua 2210. I was on the net a while ago and then had radio trouble, so I just fell off the map.
Okay, Matt, do you want us to go ahead and put you in as a regular call for the Ameren net now?
Yes, sir. Much appreciated.
Well, glad to have you back. Radio sounds pretty good, and we'll get you on there and in the regular rotation. Do we have anybody else that wants to enter the net that hasn't been here?
487 comment.
Go ahead, Kimber.
Hey there, I found WSBA 499 Matt down, and I will add him to the list. Back to net, thank you.
Thanks, Kimber. This computer is cooperating, but only barely. Appreciate you taking care of that. Okay, so that's everybody they have on the sign-in sheet. I know we've got some early check-ins. Ron 330, could you pick those up for me, please?
Sure will, Ken. You're doing a good job. Let's start with WRKR 400, Dave and Daryl. WRMNM 425, Don. WRUZ 471, Jeff. WRKN 799, Tony. Stand by. WSCX 365, Glade. WRQC 598, Jim. WRYE 964, Sean. WRNN 591, Tim. WQWB 240, Gary. Stand by. WRNR 984, Ron. WSGI 464, Jacob. WRMS 439, Dave. WSFB 797, William. That's the list I have it. Back to net control.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, sir. Sure appreciate your backup, all of you. So next we're going to go on to the Ameren intelligence brief. As you may or may not know, this comes out on the previous Monday, so the one I have is from the 13th of October. The precedence for this is routine. We're at current AMCON level of 4, which is good. And we've got a lot of weather in the news. These are rated B2, which says that they are totally corroborated, but I've been watching all kinds of Weather Channel stuff, and we definitely know these are true. A massive storm previously known as Typhoon Halong struck western Alaska and brought hurricane-force winds exceeding 100 miles an hour in many places and record storm surges. Dozens were missing in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta, with numerous homes reportedly swept from their foundations due to severe flooding. The Alaska National Guard and the Coast Guard were mobilized for search and rescue operations. I also saw them bringing in a bunch of people on C-7s and stuff, so they really pulled a lot of people out of some villages. Dozens of people were rescued. Ongoing efforts are including helicopters and ground teams. They are reporting that water levels surged from 6 to 14.5 feet, as well as extensive damage to Quillicock. Oh, that's a tough one. In Kipnook, the governor declared a state of disaster. Right. Continuing on, and this is from Fox Weather, there was a powerful nor'easter that hit the northeast, also did a tremendous amount of damage. The powerful nor'easter wreaked havoc along the east coast, particularly impacting New York and regions in New Jersey. They've been hit there before, too. A state of emergency was declared in New York City, Long Island, parts of Westchester County. Heavy rain and wind resulted in significant flooding, road closures, and widespread disruptions. There were widespread reports of wind gusts and coastal flooding, and people were urged to stay indoors. The New York governor also urged citizens to prepare for dangerous conditions, which included canceling the Columbus Day parade. And if you didn't know it, there were king tides associated with this earlier this month, right? My daughter was on the coast, and she said they were really watching out for sneaker waves this weekend. So if you want more on the source ratings, visit www.amron.com. There's an article on the main page. This is all that I have for the Amron Intelligence Brief. So, again, this is WRUA 709, Ken. I'm going to go on to the Channel 3 project. The current Amron Channel 3 project is as follows. The CB Channel 3 check-ins are before the net. Illinois Valley started at 6:15, and Grants Pass started at 6:30. The Illinois Valley Amron Channel 3 FRS and MERS check-ins are on Mondays during the IBARC nets. All other Channel 3 checks will take place right now. Stand by. We have several consistent, very reliable operators that have great coverage of our area. Roger 746 runs the Channel 3 project. There's also Cameron 644 and Jim 787 in the Grants Pass area. So try and check in tonight and see how you do. If you're unable to hear the people I just mentioned, then step up and ask for Channel 3 check-ins in your area. Just ask for names and general locations. If you get any, write them down. It's good to have a list of people that you can talk to without needing a repeater. If you'd like to give your tallies to us on this frequency afterwards, that'll be great. I'm glad to take them. And these people, again, they're ones that you'll be able to talk to in an emergency. Also, as a reminder for those that have ham license, the ham frequency is simplex, 146.420. I'm going to stand by for the Channel 3 project numbers, and then I'll close the net by any follow up any questions or discussions. I do want to say, always, God bless you all, and God bless the Republic. Okay, Roger, 746, are you out there ready to take it?
WRKJ 746, Roger here. We're going to start out on GMRS 3, then go to MERS 3, then 146.420 for the ham operators. So if you want to check in, we're going to GMRS 3 now.